You're connected to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan, who's relaxing at the beach this week. It's hard to believe it's already August, and in just a few short months, we'll start compiling our list of the year's best albums. Remarkably, two of the bands on last year's Top 20 are back and in the running again for this year. The first is Of Montreal, and the second is Aucherville River. Both bands released CDs in 2007 that NPR listeners picked among the year's best. On this edition of All Songs Considered, we've got a sneak preview of the new albums. We start with Aucherville River. Last year, Aucherville River released The Stage Names. The sequel to that album is due out in September. It's called The Stand-Ins. From that CD, this song is Pop Lie.
Words and music you calculated to make you sing along with your stereo on as you stand in your shorts on your lawn. Get completely incorporated by some couple who consummated their first love by the dawn. A falling star wished upon.
Aucherville River from their sequel to last year's The Stage Names. The song was Pop Lie from the album The Stand-Ins. Now the Athens, Georgia band Of Montreal. Last year, the group released an inspired and oddly titled CD called Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? It was a favorite among NPR listeners. Of Montreal is already back with their follow-up. It's called Skeletal Lamping. It's not out until October, but we've got this sneak preview from Of Montreal. The song is called Id Engager.
Thank you.
That's of Montreal from their upcoming CD Skeletal Lamping. The song is the last track on the album. It's called Id Engager. We hope to webcast a live concert by of Montreal later this fall. And speaking of our live concert webcasts, if you missed our coverage of the recent Newport Folk Festival, you can hear many of the performances online. Just go to npr.org/music and click the link for concerts. One of the artists featured at this year's Newport Folk Festival is Steve Earle. I lived abroad for a few years in the 90s, and when I got back to the States, the very first new album I heard was Steve Earle's El Corazon. I fell in love with his narratives and his inspired sense of melody. So it was a real treat to hear Earle perform the opening cut to El Corazon at the Newport Festival. The song is called Christmas in Washington.
Getting into gear for 4 more years. Things not getting worse. Republicans drink whiskey neat, think your lucky stars. They say they cannot seek another term. There'll be no more FDRs. I say home Tennessee, staring at the screen, an uneasy beating in my chest, wondering what it means. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Steps once, it's back in my traveling days. But somewhere I fail to find your trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze. There's killers on the highway now, and a man can't get around. So I sold my soul for wheels that roll. Stuck here in this town. So come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Tell your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. If you run into Utah, maybe he can help us out. Back Woody Guthrie to us now. Woody, there's foxes in the hen house, cows out in the corn. Our unions have been busted, their proud red banners torn. But if you listen to the radio, they'll tell you all is well. But you, me, Cisco, know it's going straight to hell. So come back in my gold mine, rise up, old Joe Hill. Barricades are going up, they cannot break our will. Come back to us, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. We're marching into Selma while the bells of freedom ring. Come back, Woody Guthrie. Come back to us now. Tell us from paradise to rise again somehow.
That's Steve Earle with a live version of his song Christmas in Washington. It was recorded at the Newport Folk Festival earlier this month. The festival also featured a wonderful performance by the folk singer Gillian Welch. She took the stage with her longtime musical partner David Rawlings. It's been 5 years since Welch released a new album, but she performed some new material at the festival, including this song. It's called Throw Me a Rope.
I lost you a while ago, still I don't know why. I can't say your name without a crow flying by. I gotta watch my back now that you turn me. Got me walking backwards into my hometown. Throw me a rope on the rolling tide. What did you want me to be? You said it's him or me. Way you made it, that's the way it will be. We were 7 years on the Burma shore, with Gatling guns and paint. In the lowlands, door to door, like a Latter-day Saint. Then you turn me out at the top of the stairs. You took all the glory that you just couldn't share. Throw me a rope on the rolling tide. What did you want me to be? You said it's him or me. So disabused, I've never been so mad. I I've never been served anything that tasted so bad. You might need a friend any day now, any day. Oh, my brother, be careful. You are drifting away. Throw me a rope on the rolling tide. What did you want it to be? You said it's him or me. Wait.
Gillian Welch and David Rawlings from their Newport Folk Festival performance. That was a new song called Throw Me the Rope. It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. Anyone who hears the music of Jeff Hansen is immediately struck by his voice. Without question, he sounds like a female singer. But it isn't a gimmick or cheap falsetto. Hansen sings with stunning clarity, and his songs are filled with passion. He's got a mesmerizing new CD out called Madam Owl. I love the words from this song from the album. It's called Nothing Would Matter at All.
I wonder what I can do for a living. Something that makes you all proud. But won't keep me up at night. If I could go straight down to the city, I would run every light. Then nothing would matter at all. Nothing would matter at all. I've made up my mind just to do as I've wanted. Something is ringing my ears. Side to side. So let me be sure and everyone notice. Why does it take all our time? Then nothing can have us at all. I'm not sure now I can love you. I never said that I would. Somebody's making the rounds.
at least it just seems to be.
That gorgeous voice is from Jeff Hansen and his new CD, Madam Owl. The song was Nothing Would Matter at All. We first featured Jeff Hansen on our second stage series. That's where we showcase new breakout and great unknown artists. You can hear new songs every weekday. Just go to npr.org/secondstage or go to the All Songs Considered homepage and click the link for Second Stage. Nearly everything about the Walkman seems like it's from another time. The band members, based in New York, prefer to play on vintage instruments and record their albums on analog equipment. Even the Walkman name sounds like the band could have been a rock group from the 60s, but the Walkman's music is distinctively modern. The band has released 5 albums since 2002. Its latest, out this week, is called You and Me. It's a very melancholy collection of songs, but the recordings have a nice spacious quality that give the whole CD a beautiful dreamlike quality. From the Walkman and the album You and Me, this song is called If Only It Were True.
Yeah!
That's The Walkmen from their album You and Me. The song is called If Only It Were True. You can hear a full live concert by The Walkmen on our website. Go to npr.org/liveconcerts and search for The Walkmen. The Broken West is about to release an album that just gets better with every listen. It's called Now or Heaven. It's been getting heavy rotation in my CD player in recent weeks. The Broken West is from Los Angeles. The band's new album is filled with longing, especially a longing to be home. It was inspired by all the time the members spent touring last year. After the release of their debut, I Can't Go On, I'll Go On. The songs are a bit wistful but incredibly infectious. From Now or Heaven, this song is called Perfect Games. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan will be back next week. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.